And welcome to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and we come your way every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time. We stream live on the internet at richarddugan.com and newspress.com, and we are also archiving these programs at richarddugan.com. So lots of information for you. And this program is live. We are asking for your calls at 564-1290. If you're in the Central Coast area listening on AM 1290, you can dial us at 805-564-1290. If you're listening on the internet, you can give us a call at 866-564-1290. We'll take your calls, because today is an opportunity for you to receive a discount on readings. And this is, I mean, we're talking prices have been slashed, as the saying goes. And we're going to actually be giving you an opportunity to receive the equivalent of a $150 reading from David Hawthorne, our three-minute astrologer, at no cost to you, except that you have to dial 564-1290. That's 805-564-1290, and we encourage you to do that right now. But before we jump into our segment with David, I have to share with you something that was quite a shock to me on Thursday, because I'm not a real social media person. I don't hang out at Facebook and Twitter, and I'm not constantly checking. I'm checking my emails more than I am those things. But I happened to come across a dear friend of mine in Arizona, in Phoenix, who still works in broadcasting there, and he posted what turned out to be a rather sad, sad story. Now, what I'm going to play for you is only about a 30-second news story about a gentleman who not only did I have the privilege of working with in Phoenix, but also I grew up as a kid, single-digit years, back in the 60s, listening to this man. And this is this reporter is Dennis Lambert from KJZZ in Phoenix, Arizona.
A longtime Valley radio voice has been silenced. Bill Haywood, who dominated the city's airwaves at KOY, KFYI, and KTAR, is dead, along with his wife, Susan. Their bodies were found in a Scottsdale hotel room Wednesday, along with what police say was a note. Officers say they are not looking for any suspects in the case.
It does turn out that this was a double suicide due to financial and health concerns. And one of the first thoughts that went through my mind, and I do try to keep this program in an upbeat fashion, but I had to deal with this today because it said to me that the system really fell through, because it allowed these two individuals, incredible people in the community there, to slip through the cracks, because Bill and Susan lost their home due to foreclosure a few years back and had to move into a condo. And Susan was dealing with a serious heart condition that apparently she was not doing too well with. And they just were inseparable. They were a foundation in that particular community. But what it said to me was that this is even a stronger sign to me that the system and the ways in which we live are not working, because people are deciding that it's just too hard. And I'm not saying making it easier. These kinds of things, it just seems to me, they don't have to happen. And I was very saddened, because as a child growing up with my little transistor radio that I was given in one Christmas, it was locked on the 55 slot on the AM dial. If I could have welded it there or soldered the dial there, it would have stayed. Loved that station at that time and the people that were running it, and they were a dynasty. But he was quite a remarkable individual, and he will be truly missed. He was 75 and she was 70. And it's sad, but it also takes us to an interesting transition as we go to our guest, David Hawthorne, who's on the line. And David, these are the kinds of places along the path, if you will, that we come across challenges in our life. And when you give people readings, you're not telling them what to do. You're just telling them, hey, This is a challenge that's coming your way. Every time I think of those kinds of challenges and the malefluent, that word that you've gotten into my vocabulary, those malefluent influences, I think of Rahu and Ketu all the time. For some reason, they seem to spring up in mind, but I know that's not a hard and fast rule. First of all, welcome to our program. Thanks so much for joining us on this first day of 2012.
The first weekend of 2012. Great. You know, I appreciate your call. I always love talking to you. You and I have known each other for many years, and I think you're a great host, and I appreciate your radio shows and how you're trying to help people. And, you know, likewise, I've been studying Vedic astrology for 25 years. I've been a professional for about the last 14, 15 years. And, you know, our role is to, you know, uncover knowledge and to share knowledge with people, and hopefully it will help people. Now, my heart goes out to you and to, you know, the family members for this tragic loss. I do think that, from my perspective, I see everything in charts. So if somebody brings me a chart and say this person passed away or this person was killed in a motorcycle accident or whatever, we can always find it in the chart. So astrology confirms that these things can take place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do my role, what I try to do, as you know, you've known me for years, I try to focus, I do three things when I do readings for clients. I say, this is how the planets are operating in your chart. We simply say that the horoscope, horoscope means the hour and the observed. So one who observes the time of birth studies the horoscope, the astrologer studying the time of a person's birth. And we study the position of the planets. And we simply say that if planets are strong and well-placed, they can protect and promote their own significations. If they're weak or afflicted or debilitated, then they cannot protect their own significations. For example, Sun is father, Moon is mother, Jupiter's husband, Venus is wife. So if these are weak in a chart, then the person is not getting support in that particular area. Maybe their father left, or he died early, or he's an alcoholic, or something like that. So we just look to see the strengths and weaknesses. Second, life does not happen all at once. It happens according to the hands on the clock. And in Vedic astrology, we have the clock. It's called Vimshottari Dasha sequence. I can see the past, present, and future general trends in a chart.
Okay.
So we want to look at the timing of events.
Mm-hmm.
It can explain why somebody's going up or why somebody's going down.
Yeah.
But the third and most important area of astrology, in my opinion, would be the planetary astral remedies. Nobody has a perfect chart. We all have some weakness. This is what causes obstructions, delays, disappointments, setbacks in any area of life, health, wealth, relationships. So the idea is that if we know this, the ancient rishis of India, the great sages of India, gave this system, this astrological, this divine grace. Vedic astrology is called Jyotisha, and it means the divine science. It is a science. It's based on mathematical. It is divine. It's given to us by these great sages, a way to see our karma, and we can change our destiny. This is the main thing, is that if people are not aware of their horoscope, if they're not aware of their karma, they don't know how the planets are operating, they don't know when they are operating, they don't know what to do to fix their charts, then yes, they meet with that particular destiny in the chart, and that destiny takes place. And it could be multiple marriages, multiple health problems, financial problems, mental problems, emotional problems.
Mm-hmm.
But if we turn on the light of this knowledge, then darkness disappears. Once we have a handle on what our weaknesses are and our strengths, then we can better manage our lives. So I do. My heart goes out with this tragic loss, but I do think two things. One, if we have this knowledge, then we can improve the quality of life. So health could have been better.
Hmm.
Finances could have been better. We could have had some alternatives. And sometimes, you know, quite frankly, you know, it is better not to suffer. Sometimes, you know, people have an animal that's suffering, they take it to the vet, and the vet puts it down. Nobody
right.
has a problem with that. I personally don't want to end up, you know, suffering for 10 or 20 years from some terrible disease or something like that with what you're suffering.
Right.
You know, I told my wife, take me to the vet, let him put me down. So, you know, if people can have these, you know, main tragedies in life and a lot of suffering and you know, we can't fathom it. I tell you,
yeah.
A few years ago, one of my dear friends, a family, lost their son who was about 21 or something like that, and he took his own life. And, you know, it was a really interesting case study because it was all over his chart in terms of the weaknesses in the chart and then the transits on top of the planets. And sometimes a person just can't see their way through. They can't see the other side. So it is important to get a checkup from the neck up, you know, to get your chart checked to understand where you are and what's going on. And then I think, first off, no astrologer can take away karma. We all have karma. Even I, as an astrologer, meet karma. I'll have some sickness or some financial issue or something like that. But it's much more manageable than ever. So instead of the karma coming along and having this 80%, 90%, 100% overwhelming impact, if you're doing the remedies for your chart, and you know my favorite remedies are helping other people. Mm-hmm. In other words, I really think that if people really want to have more success in life, more happiness in life, they need to help others.
Get involved.
They need to be yeah. generous. They need to do donations, food, clothing, shelter, service. Helping those who cannot help themselves is a very powerful astrological remedy for a chart.
Absolutely. And if you would like to receive this kind of assistance and support and help here on the program, Tell Me Your Story with David Hawthorne. And basically, he normally charges you $150 for a reading like this. You call now. All it costs you is the time and the phone call at 564-1290 in the 805 area, 805-564-1290 or 866-564-1290, and we will take your call on the air and have David give you a reading. You've been doing this for more than 20 years.
And 25 years.
25 years. I'm curious as to some of the things that you have found has there been anything that's surprised you over the 25 years in not so much in terms of someone's reading, but in terms of what you have been able to find as you've delved deeper and deeper into the charts?
Well, the main thing is that it always astonishes me to see the connections. You know, this is very, very powerful knowledge, very powerful insights, and every single issue. You can bring me any chart for any person, any company, any organization, any country. All these things have horoscopes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a horoscope for every moment of the day.
Well, we need a horoscope right now for a woman named Sharon, who is on the phone taking her call right now. And if I'm correct, David, we have her name. It is Sharon, correct?
That's correct.
And we need her birthplace.
Date
of birth first. And what is your date of birth?
5/1/59.
Okay.
Is that May 1st, 1959?
Yes.
And I need the time of birth.
The time?
Around 10 a.m.
Okay. Do you have more exact... Can she give you around 10 a.m., or does it need to be more precise?
The more accurate the birth time, the more accurate the reading. So we can't, I don't usually like it when people say around. I mean, it's good if we have a birth certificate or we know specifically what time. Where were you born?
In Texas.
What city?
Ballinger.
Ballinger, Texas. Okay.
And let me just take a look. Sometimes it's okay if it's rounded off. It could be okay sometimes.
Right,
it's okay. So I have May 1st, 1959. Around 10 a.m. in Ballinger, Texas, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Now, again, if it turns out you find your birth certificate or hospital record or baby book and it's something completely different than 10 a.m., then please call me and I'll redo the reading for you. But this chart is applicable if you were born 1 hour earlier or 1 hour later. So you're okay if you're born between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m.
All right.
Now, using Vedic astrology from India, now I'm not using the tropical zodiac, I'm using the sidereal zodiac. And the reason I use the sidereal zodiac is because it's based on the position of the planets on your date of birth. Tropical zodiac is based on a position of the planets more than 2,000 years ago. And it does not take into consideration the wobble of the Earth's axis or precession of the equinox. So it's slightly off by 23 degrees. In other words, on the day of your birth, if you asked a Western astrologer, where is the sun? Western astrologer would say, your sun is in Taurus.
Yes.
But if you asked an astronomer, a scientist, a mathematician to calculate the position of the planets. Sun was actually in Aries on the date of your birth. But I don't even read the chart from the sun sign. I read it from what is called the ascendant or the rising sign, because that changes every 2 hours of the day, and it's much more specific to you. So, Sharon, this gives what we call Gemini rising sign, which is ruled by Mercury. And you have Mars in the first house. That gives you lots of courage, and it brings income to you, friendships to you, and the ability to fulfill your desires, and it brings property to you. Now, you have Saturn in the seventh house. This gives you normally a partner who is older than you and who can work hard. But this seventh house of marriage, where Saturn is sitting, is ruled by Jupiter in the sixth house of conflict or divorce or health issues. By any chance, have you had a divorce in life?
Yes.
Okay, so if you wear a yellow sapphire gemstone, if you use a yellow sapphire gemstone about 2 carats in size, up to 5 carats, then this will help strengthen Jupiter, and this will help you with husband, relationships, partnerships, joint ventures, and most importantly, it will also strengthen your liver, your gallbladder, and your hips, because they are subject to replacement in old age. You have a weak Jupiter in this chart, so strengthen the Jupiter with the yellow sapphire, that will help you.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have Moon in Aquarius, so you're very unconventional, imaginative, humanitarian, and inventive. You're quite brilliant with Moon in Aquarius. I really like that position. So, and it's in your ninth house of Dharma, so it's okay for you to be connected with hotels, restaurants, hospitals, helping other people. And you have Mercury in the 10th house in Pisces. So I would recommend that you wear an emerald gemstone. This will help you with your property, fixed assets, domestic peace. I think with Mercury in this chart, see, Mercury's on what they call Rahu-Ketu axis. That's the north and south nodes of the moon. They're mathematical ecliptic points. There's a good news, bad news situation for you. The good news, K2 conjunct Mercury gives you an enlightened mind. You have a very spiritual mind. Never doubt your intuition. You have good psychic ability, good intuition. On a negative side, it causes some skin eruptions, nervous tension, miscommunication, and lack of self-confidence. It can also cause trouble with asthma, allergies, sinus headaches, things with the respiratory canal, even bronchitis or pneumonia. Have you ever had any problems breathing, that type of thing? Respiratory canal problems?
Sinuses.
Yes.
Yeah.
So wear an emerald gemstone and keep lots of green colors and green plants in your environment. Strengthen that Mercury. It would be very good for you.
Okay.
Now, you do have an exalted sun. The exalted sun is very good for gaining income through the government and gaining income through authority figures, father figures, and through your own self-efforts, your own self-initiatives. So do you work for yourself?
Somewhat, yeah. I'm unemployed right now, but I've been doing freelance.
Okay, yeah. The sun is in its own sign. You should pursue that because you have sun in the house of income. So you go to governments, go to politics, go to work with physicians,
uh-huh.
Work with people in high position because you'll gain income from those people. I like the position of sun. Gives you a good soul. You actually have what is called kshatriya. A soul. In other words, you're basically a warrior on the level of the soul. Now, because you're Gemini, rising sign, you're very social, and Gemini is symbolized by the twins. That's male-female, so you're also independent. So sometimes Geminis marry later in life. But Geminis can be quite brilliant, quite social. Now, last of the planets is Venus. Venus ruling the fifth house is placed in the 12th house. This can limit the number of children or cause separation from your children. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. It also weakens your kidneys and your pancreas and your reproductive organs. So what I'd like you to do is to remove sugar products from your life. No more cakes, cookies, pies, ice cream, candy bars, soda pop. Get away from it because it's exhausting your adrenal glands. Now, you can wear a 1-carat diamond or even a white sapphire to strengthen your Venus. Now let's talk about the timing of events, because, you know, life happens over time, and there are different times. There are times where you can go high, there's times you can go low. Just ask Richard Nixon, O.J. Simpson. They went high, and then they went down, and vice versa. Nelson Mandela and Mahatma Gandhi spent time in prison and then later ruled countries. So now, I'm not going to stir up the mud too much. You were actually born in a Rahu main period, and that really lasted about the first 15 years of your life. So I think you were very ambitious and charismatic as a child. You do have a main issue here. Your rising sign is 19 degrees, and Rahu and Ketu are 19 degrees. This is not good, because this is causing setbacks with your wealth, your status, your happiness, your career, with the marital bond, with your health, and with living away from your birthplace. So what you need to do, the remedies. And the remedy for Rahu is to help afflicted persons, and you can feed the birds in the morning. And the remedy for Ketu is to help holy persons and donate to animal shelters for stray dogs. So do the twofold remedies, you have smoother sailing in life. At the age of 15, you went into 16 years of Jupiter. It's good for education, has to do with husband and children, but it's in the house of conflict and divorce. So it wasn't completely ideal.
Right.
So that was from 15 to 31. And then from 31 to 50, you ran the 19 years of Saturn. It's in the house of marriage. It rules divine grace and good fortune, so you can have some good fortune in marriage and divine grace, but we needed to fix these planets. You needed the yellow sapphire for Jupiter, the diamond for Venus, and the emerald for Mercury. Now, if you don't want to run out and buy all these gemstones, then visit my website, astroview.com, click on Planetary Remedies, and click on Mystical Pendant, and just read about it. If you ever want one, I order them from India. That's a very economical and powerful way to strengthen your planets. Yeah. Now, let's get to the current events. 2 years ago, actually in May, at the end of May, it'll be 3 years ago, you went into 17 years of Bude, 17 years of Mercury. Is Mercury favorable for your chart? Yes, absolutely favorable. But you need to wear an emerald gemstone and keep lots of green plants around you.
All right.
Richard, did you say something?
Yes, I did. We're coming close to a break here. Sharon, how does that help you out?
Well, it inspires me.
Well, wonderful. Now, if you have any further questions for David, you can certainly email him, david@astroview.com. Let him know that you spoke with him here on the program, and he'll be able to pull your chart up, especially if you can find the exact time. But as you were saying, David, there's almost like a 2 to 3 hour window where the chart is going to fit in that framework.
1 hour either side.
Right.
Okay.
Well, Sharon, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and we are here getting ready to take our break. David, I'm going to encourage our listeners one more time to take advantage of, again, the best way to put this is it's $150 value for a phone call. Give us a call, 805-564-1290. That's locally 805-564-1290. Or if you're listening on the internet, live streaming at richarddugan.com and newspress.com, it's 866-564-1290. And we will be right back.
The Chari Center of Health with Deepak and Rupa Chari bring you this health tip.
Here's today's Chari Center of Health quick tip for weight loss. Make a commitment today to make good health and body fitness a priority in your life. Health is a priceless gift and is wealth. We are committed to enhancing your health. Start the day right and eat breakfast. Your mom was right. A good healthy breakfast gets your metabolism kicked off for the day. Eating breakfast is good for weight loss. In fact, people who eat breakfast are more likely to maintain a healthy weight. People falsely believe that skipping breakfast is a strategy for losing weight, but that's not true. The body needs to be refueled a few times each day, starting with breakfast. When you skip breakfast, you are more likely to become tired because your brain and body run low on fuel. Studies have shown that children who eat breakfast actually do better in school. Of course, the same logic applies to adults, since you both feel better and perform better at work.
Making a healthy breakfast, what should you eat? Ideally, a healthy breakfast should contain both protein and fiber. Protein can come from eggs or beans. Fiber can be found in whole grains, vegetables, and fruits. A good example of a healthy breakfast might be something simple, like a hard-boiled egg, an apple, and a bowl of oatmeal with a little cinnamon or a whole grain cereal made with water. Avoid sugary cereals, syrups, pastries, and white breads because they are digested quickly, raise your blood sugar, cause weight gain, and will leave you feeling hungry and tired in a couple of hours, whereas protein and fiber satisfy your hunger and will keep you feeling full until lunchtime. Be good to yourself and know that eating a healthy breakfast is the best way to start off your day.
Take your health to the next level for the new year. Go to charicenter.com. That's charicenter.com. Or call 805-963-1111. That's 805-963-1111.
And welcome back. I'm Richard Dugan, your host for Tell Me Your Story. And again, a reminder, we come your way every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. And we are also archived at richarddugan.com. We're also replayed at a2zen.fm. So on Sundays at 3 p.m. Pacific time, if you want to go to that website, the letter A, the number 2, and then Zen, Zen.fm. Then you can look for Tell Me Your Story, and today's program will be rebroadcast on that website. So kind of an exciting new addition to the 2012 situation that we've got going here. I have another situation with Beth McDonald. How are you doing? Our AAA, our astronomical and astrological assignment editor. And we are going to talk a little bit about what is going on. My understanding is, though I would like to talk about the moon cycles, which is real interesting. I still haven't figured out, the Earth spins, but the moon doesn't, at least not on its axis, because we're always looking at the same side. And I thought, well, what would happen if the moon did spin? I mean, it's not, and I'd have to talk to an astronomer or a physicist or something.
Yes, you would. I get dizzy thinking about it.
Okay. Well, now, I understand that now is the time of year. In the phases that we're going through, we've already been through the solstice, the winter solstice.
Yes.
And we're headed now towards the equinox, the spring equinox.
Yes.
And now is the time, if you've got projects, things going on, it's time to finish them. In other words, what you've started, you need to try to
wrap it up,
bring it to fruition and wrap it up.
Well, and I see a lot of that this time of year, especially with Americans, you know, the first week or two after Christmas, we're wrapping up our financials, especially the business people that I work with.
You know,
you're doing your year-end assessments and analysis and getting ready to pay taxes and then figure out the next season and the next cycle. And in the more agrarian applications, you know, we're coming up on that midpoint between the solstice and the equinox, which in the, you know, late winter, early spring, the Celtics called Imbolc. It had to do with the times when the lambs were first born and nursing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a time when you're kind of preparing the land to plant.
Well, Amrita's in studio, and when you mentioned that, she nodded her head, yes, I understand.
Oh,
that.
Awesome. Hi, Amrita.
Hi.
Yeah, so it is on many, many levels, it's a time of assessment and bringing to fruition and again, always gratitude for what you have experienced, and that is the fertilizer for whatever you're trying to do next.
And to get more of that compost, you can call, you can get a hold of Beth McDonald at BethMcDonaldConsulting.com or 963-0842.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks so much, Beth.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, you will.
Great, great. And also want Robert to stay on the line because we'll be going to his call after this break. We'll come back with our 3-minute astrologer, David Hawthorne.
You have a message that others can benefit from. A meditation to share. A talk to give that you want heard by more than just those present. A workshop, seminar, presentation with speakers whose information, insight, and inspiration can help others to break through to their highest potential and purpose. Making a quality recording is the first step to making it available, and fast forward is the right direction. They'll bring the recording studio to you. Your message is important. It needs to be recorded by professionals who share your passion and want to provide quality recording to those who want and need to hear it. Call 805-708-9804 to take that first step. 805-708-9804. Call Fast Forward for all your recording needs on location and in studio. 805-708-9804. Professional glass blower and craftsman Saul Alcaraz of Santa Barbara Art Glass can teach you to make that special gift for that special someone.
I guarantee that if you come in here, you will make paperweights, tumblers, or a mug, a bowl. You will get it done on your first lesson, even if you've never done it. Guarantee.
If I wanted to learn how to blow glass, what do I need to come to Saul with?
You gotta be extremely hyper. Especially if you're going to be doing it professional, you only have like 5 seconds to work with. If you want to create art and sculpting and all that kind of stuff, then it's not a problem. You can take your time. Glass will not break.
Can people come by the shop unexpected?
I like it when they come in unexpected, and they'll probably bring some good energy in. Our studio, it's at 706 East Mason Street, 2 blocks from Miotas in Santa Barbara.
How do people get a hold of you?
Check out my website, sbrglass.com, or call us at 805-965-1541.
Tell me your story. Our 3-minute astrologer, David Hawthorne, 805-564-1290. It's $150 value, and it's yours for the measly cost of a phone call. And now they don't cost much of anything if you have a landline and you pay a monthly fee. I suppose you could divide that up. Nonetheless, your time is valuable, but you are going to gain such value. I've just spoken with a couple of people who've had readings, and David, you've been spot on. And now we also have on the line with us Robert from Santa Barbara, who has called us to talk with you. Robert?
Hello.
Okay, hello. Very good. So, Robert, I have your birth information for April 30th, 1945.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
At 11:55 p.m. in Santa Barbara, California.
Right.
Okay, so we are using Vedic astrology from India, and we are using the sidereal zodiac. So I know on the day of your birth, Western astrologers would have said that your sun is in Taurus, but if you asked an astronomer to calculate the position of the planets on the day of your birth, the astronomer would say, no, sun was not in Taurus, it's actually in Aries. So, but we read the chart from the ascendant or rising sign. So the ninth sign of the zodiac was ascending or rising at the time of your birth. And this is called Danu Lagna, which means Sagittarius rising sign. Sagittarius rising sign is ruled by Jupiter. And so of all the rising signs, this rising sign is absolutely well suited for teaching, publishing, education, for religion and law. These people are persons of knowledge. They can learn anything and they can teach anything. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah,
do people come
sense.
To you for advice? Do you any kind of counseling?
No, but I like to talk to people about things like that.
Okay, so Jupiter ruling your chart has gone into the ninth house of divine grace and dharma and good luck and good fortune. So your dharma, what you came to do this lifetime, is very much connected with education, teaching, publishing, consulting, religion, law, and Jupiter's in Leo, so you're very royal, you're very independent, do things your own way. And Leo is ruled by the sun, and the sun is exalted in your chart in the fifth house of mind. You have a very royal mind. You think big, you think royally, but you should have been connected with higher education in some fashion, in my opinion. And this also could give you a male child. Now, there is a problem with the sun in your chart. It's under the aspect of the southern node of the moon to the exact degree. So this can cause some blood pressure problems for your father, like high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart attack, or stroke. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Okay. It also says you need to take care of your own cardiovascular system. This can cause trouble with your digestion, your eyesight, and your heart and blood pressure. So you could wear a ruby gemstone, about 1 carat ruby worn on the ring finger of the left hand. The back of the stone should touch the skin. We want to strengthen sun to protect your heart. Also on my website, astroview.com, there's also a link to some other information on heart disease and some amino acids to help clean the plaque out of the arteries. But I really like the sun in your fifth house of mind. Now, other favorable planets for your chart include Saturn, Venus, Mercury, and Mars. Now, Saturn is in your house of marriage. This means you can marry someone who is very mature, hardworking, and you could also have some joint ventures and partnerships connected with entrepreneurial activities. In other words, if you wanted to start some entrepreneurial business or something, it's okay for you to have a partner or to do some joint ventures. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So now you have Mars, Mercury, and Venus all in the fourth house. So this can give you property and domestic peace, happiness at home. It also gives you income through property and income working out of your home. And because you have Venus-Mercury conjunction in the fourth house of home, then I would recommend that you do something with the communication arts. So you could be a writer, you could write screenplays, you can write plays, you can write a book, you can be connected with the arts, architecture, design, but creativity. I love the Venus-Mercury conjunction in your chart. Do you? But by any chance, do you work out of your home?
Yes, in a way, but I really not for profit. You know, I'm retired.
Okay. What kind of work did you do?
Oh, I did all kinds of work.
I was many
types of work. I was in.
Okay, that works with Sagittarius. Sagittarius has the ability to learn anything and teach anything. So I think you learned a lot, and then you could teach it, and then you can go on to something else. The big message for Sagittarians is a big message. Sagittarius is symbolized by the centaur. And if you think of what a centaur is, it's a horse and a man and shooting an arrow in the sky, an archer. So if you think of what that really represents, it represents a person that comes in as an animal, becomes a man, and then shoots for divinity. Now, the thing about the Sagittarian, I really believe that anything you ever focused on in life, if you really, really wanted something, you got it, because Sagittarians have the ability to target, to focus on something and shoot an arrow at the target. But the problem for Sagittarians is that they're often shooting arrows anywhere. So the idea is to get goals. Always have a goal in front of you and shoot at the target and you achieve what you want to achieve. But you're shooting now for divinity. You're in your retirement years, you should be teaching. You should be teaching at a college or university or something and helping other people. It's a very good thing for you. Mars in the house of property. I think you've done fairly well in property. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So the other issue is that you have no planets in inauspicious houses. That's very good. One of the other remedies for your chart is to help elderly women on Mondays. And you should not wear white clothing or have a white automobile. Better for you, the rich colors, dark reds, dark greens, dark blues. Those are excellent for you. Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about timing of events. You're in a very, very interesting time of life for another 1 year and 1 month. You're essentially, you've been running 18, well, not, you're in the 18-year cycle, and this 18-year cycle ends at the end of next February, 2013. And I want to get you to there because you've got 16 years that are going to be spectacular. But I have to be honest, my job is to help people. If you know the truth, you can manage it. If it's raining outside, you take an umbrella. If you're on a dangerous, curvy road, you want to slow down, and then you can get through with no problem. But what happened to you is a year ago, you went into what we call the eighth ruler sub-period, and it's going to be over February 10th, 2012, meaning you only have 1 month to go, but this past year has been a year of vulnerability and transformations. It would have been good for this. If you had been my client a year ago, I would have said, spend the year every Monday, go help elderly women, meaning you can take some food or clothing or do service or charities for a nursing home for elderly women, and not to wear white, not to have a white automobile, not to get into a white automobile, but it's been a year of transformations and vulnerability for you. Now, February 10th, 2012, you go into the final year of this 18-year cycle, and it's Mars. Now, Mars for you is a favorable planet. It's in the house of property, so I don't see grave mishaps and misfortunes, but it is going to be a year of massive change. And quite frankly, in May, Jupiter ruling your chart is going to go into your sixth house for 1 year, and there can be some health issues and some financial issues, so take care of yourself. Now, the good news is at the end of next February 2013, you finish this 18 years of Rahu, and you go into 16 years of Jupiter. And in my opinion, it can be a fantastic 16 years for you. And it is connected with religion, divine grace, good fortune, education, consulting, teaching, helping other people. So these are some of the main points from your chart, Robert. I hope this is helpful.
Yeah, I think it will be.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling, Robert. Okay. Hope you'll listen again.
Okay, thank you, too. It's great.
Thank you. All right.
Bye-bye.
This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, along with our three-minute astrologer, David Hawthorne. Don't anybody email me saying, I ran a stopwatch, and that was the longest 3 minutes I've ever heard. It doesn't matter, because we're here to help folks, right, David? We're here to give them information and guide them through, and we'll get you on if you give us a call at 805-564-1290 or 866-564-1290. Now, David, we have somebody who just couldn't wait on the phone, so she came in.
Oh, fabulous.
And we have Amrita in the studio. And while we're waiting for your phone call, do you have an opportunity to give her a little information from her chart today?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And while you're doing that, let me remind our listeners that if you'd like to get in touch with David, it's astroview.com. That is the website where you can find out about not only the mystical pendants, which, by the way, David, I have been wearing mine since I believe it was the 18th of October, 2006, right after we moved here, shortly after we moved here. And I remember there was one thing you mentioned in what you sent along with it as well, also what you told me. There was one word that stood out for me, and that was the word confidence, that it would be 12 to 18 months. It would be sort of a gradual building. And I began to realize that that was going to happen, and I began to feel it. It was actually palpable, if you will. So I can certainly attest to that. And if you also want to get in touch with David, it's david@astroview.com. Now, David, Amrita's here for you.
And okay, I have been wearing mine since 2001.
Okay, well, very good. the mystical pendants are my favorite little remedial measures. And the analogy is that these planets are your tires on your bus of life.
Yeah.
Most of us are going down the highway of life, ka-thump, ka-thump, ka-thump. There's a few tires low in air. And so when you wear the mystical pendant or you do the planetary remedies like the gemstones or color therapy and charities for others, then in essence you're putting air back on those tires. And when you have good tires on your bus of life, you roll down the highway of life more smoothly. So that's why you over time you get a little better with confidence and communications and more peace of mind, and you kind of just go through things a little more comfortably than not. So let's take a look here. I've got Amrita's chart. I'm using the 2nd of February, 1951 at 3:45 a.m. in Santa Barbara,
Hey, thanks
California.
A lot.
I did say 1971, right?
Yeah, 71. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I hope that helps a little bit. Just always want to make sure I'm working on the right chart.
Yeah.
Always want to make sure that your astrologer is working on the right
yeah,
chart.
Yeah, thank you.
And I do have to.
You're
funny. But if you're going to live to 150, it doesn't matter. You know?
Yeah, yeah, that's okay, true. So, absolutely.
All right. So we know that you are Vrishik Lagna, which is Scorpio rising sign. You know your chart, but let's talk about the current events.
Okay.
You are running your 18 years of Rahu, the northern node of the moon. It started in February 2004. It runs until February 2022. So you got 10 more years to go of Rahu.
Okay.
Rahu in your chart is extremely well placed in the fourth house of happiness and property and fixed assets. Your current sub period is Shani, Saturn. Saturn started about 2 years ago, and it's going to expire at the end of this month, 2012. So Saturn, in other words, last 2 years, You've been dealing with Saturn. Saturn rules your fourth house of property and happiness. It's in the house of income. And so it has to do with gaining through property and gaining through hard work and helping the elderly and helping the poor and the needy and helping blue-collar persons. It's been a very hard work time. Saturn is a stern taskmaster. He's the farthest planet, slow-moving. He doesn't really give much in the way of material success. However, his son is Mercury, and he gives the rewards to his son to give to you. And you're going to go into the Mercury sub-period at the end of this month, and it runs from January 31st, 2012, until August 20, 2014. So you're now going into 2 years and 7 months of Mercury. Is Mercury favorable? Absolutely favorable. It rules income, gains, friendships, fulfillment of desires. It rules Saturn, ruling property, fixed assets, domestic peace. Okay. And Mercury is sitting in the house of wealth and status. You have Mercury in the second house, you have a good ability to communicate. Now, what I would do is wear an emerald gemstone and keep lots of green plants in your home and office environments. And even intellectual study is going to be good. And I do think that there's a possibility that during this time, you will gain, over the next 2 years and 7 months, there will be some windfall for you. Great. It can come through an inheritance, insurance settlement, lottery winning, property, but something good should happen. And during this next couple of years, just keep a journal and start writing everything down. So write an article, write a book. You're going to be in Mercury. Mercury's a messenger, so it's a time to focus on messages, on communications.
All right. Well, David, I thank you for that. We'll get a little more elaborate later, but I want to go to our next. Well, Dan, I wish you'd stayed on. I was just about to go to you. If you can call me back, if you can call me back real quickly, 805-564-1290, we will get you on. This may be him right now. Dan, is that you?
No, it's Michelle.
Michelle, all right. Well, Dan, I'm sorry. Michelle, what is your... Okay, David, I'm going to let you do this because I keep doing it in the wrong order.
Okay. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
All right, so I need your date of birth.
9/24/59.
September 24th?
Yes.
1959. And
yes.
Your time of birth, do you know your time of birth?
7:15 a.m.
7:15?
Yes.
And where were you born?
Hollywood, California, L.A.
Well, I got Hollywood and I got California, Los Angeles. So we try Hollywood?
Yeah, Hollywood is the actual city.
Okay, that's what I want to know. More. Okay, good, good. Okay, Michelle, so this, under Vedic astrology, your rising sign is actually Virgo rising sign, sixth sign of the zodiac, earthy, practical, self-made, ambitious, but also... You are very perceptive, analytical, communicative. You see right through people. You know what motivates people. You're an excellent critic. You can be a food critic, a music critic, an art critic. You have to be a little bit careful how you speak to people. You can be physically sensitive. You can have some mental tension, some financial issues, and some health issues. So a great remedy for your chart is to keep lots of green plants in your environment, spend time in lush green environments. It looks like there was some problem relative to your father. Because
wow.
There's an affliction to father. So did you lose your father earlier, or did he have some kind of alcoholism or some kind of problem?
Not alcohol. He died of a massive heart attack. He died instantly. But he died young in comparison to all
right.
relatives.
Yeah, that's because Sun in your chart has an affliction to it. So you need to take care of your heart as well, your cardiovascular system. So get that checked. You've got Mars in the first house, so be vigilant with other people and be a little bit careful. You may be a little bit accident prone from time to time. One of the remedies, sounds right. Okay,
yeah.
One of the remedies is to help brothers or men who are like brothers on Tuesdays. Help the elderly and the poor and the needy on a Saturday, and you can help father figures or elderly men on Sundays. Those are good remedies for your chart. Wear lots of green colors and lots of white colors. From now on, I want you to think emeralds, pearls, diamonds, and yellow sapphires. Those are the best for your chart. Jupiter in the third house says you can have some entrepreneurial activities connected with property, teaching, consulting, and advisory roles. Moon in the 10th house says you can have some public favor. Getting in front of the public is good for you. And you can work in hotels, restaurants, hospitals, import, export, teaching, entertainment, social work, psychology. Try not to wear black gemstones. Try not to wear brown colors, gray colors, dull colors. And no red colors from you. Get red out of your life. No red car, no red dresses, no red clothing. It's not good for you.
Wow.
So dark green colors are much, much better for you. You're going to have a very positive change in September. You go into a Jupiter sub-period that runs for about 2.5 years. It's excellent for you for entrepreneurial success connected with property, publishing, teaching, consulting, advisory roles. Then 3 years from now, in March 2015, you'll go into 17 years of Mercury, huge improvement over this past 14 years of Saturn. You've been running Saturn for 14 years. Actually, for 17 years. It's a 19-year cycle. You got 3 more years to go. So for 16 years now, you've been in Saturn. And Saturn causes, in your chart, it's considered well-placed, but it is afflicting your sun, which is Father, and it says it's better for you not to live in foreign lands, and you have insomnia, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
So, this can cause separate sleeping arrangements with your spouse or loss of a spouse as well. So the remedy for the next, you got 3 more years to go of Saturn, so help the elderly and the poor and the needy on Saturdays. Don't wear black colors, brown colors, gray colors, dull colors. Try to fix your benefic planets. Hang in there for another 3 years. Then you go into 17 years of Mercury. Should be spectacular for you. And during that 17 years of Mercury, be a messenger. So you can write, communicate, buy, sell, trade, broker, have fun. You're going to enjoy that 17 years. Things are going to speed up for you considerably, and they'll be quite favorable.
Fantastic. Well, we're running out of time, and I thank you so much for calling. I hope that's helpful.
Great. Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you. Well, David, I want to thank you very much for sharing your time with us. We are just about out of time. A reminder again, your website is astroview.com. David@astroview.com is your email address, and they can go to your site and check out all the fun stuff. You even have the teaching of this through both your book as well as some videos. So again, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. You guys are great. Loved being on your show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Richard Dugan, and you have been listening to Tell Me Your Story. Actually, you've been listening to David Hawthorne and 3-Minute Astrologer here on Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. And just a reminder that we are going to be rebroadcast Sundays starting the 8th of January on A2Zen.com. That's the letter A, the number 2, Zen, Z-E-N, .fm. That's .fm. And you'll be able to hear this program there as well as on our website, richarddugan.com, the radio shows page where we archive all of our programs. Until next Saturday at this same time, my best goes out to the Haywood family in Phoenix, Arizona. Until next Saturday, love to Lal.
Remember the stories your family used to tell?
July got married, 1913, when my father and my uncle came from Italy.
When was the last time you listened to the songs of your youth?
Yes, very swinging sound here in the Bilhart Underground. That's Wild Things.
Want to hear those voices and music again? Fast Forward can help. Fast Forward Audio Communications can transfer your records and tapes to CD so you can hear them again for the first time.
You're listening to a live transmission of the voice of astronaut Walter Chirac.
Those memories are priceless and are great to hand down to the next generation. Keep those memories alive. Call 805-708-9804.
That's the greatest thing that I ever heard.
Fast Forward. It's the right direction for preserving your family memories. Just call 805-708-9804.